today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. You have joined today's special coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Dear believers, this week we will be talking about Islam and politics in the program Today's Special. Please stay tuned. Today is Sunday, the 7th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1441, on the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Bahman, 1398, on the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of February, 2020, on the Christian Gregorian calendar. Brothers and sisters, we will begin this program with the recitation of verse 59 from chapter 4 of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم
O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger, if you should believe in Allah and the Last Day. That is the best way and best in result.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear believers, in the exegesis of the ayah we just listened to, we read that this verse discusses one of the most important matters of Islam, that is, the subject of leadership. They determine the true source of imitation of Muslims for the different social and religious affairs that they may have. It is obvious that, for a believing person, all obedience must lead to the obedience of Allah. Then any form of leadership must originate from His pure essence and be adopted to His command, because it is He who is the ruler and the genetic owner of the world of existence, and every sovereignty and ownership should be under His command. Whenever nations move forward and show resistance, patience and endurance, victory is definite. This is the case everywhere. The problem with those revolutionary activities that led to defeat is that nations do not have patience and that they do not show resistance, or they do not have leaders who can correctly lead them.
رهبرانی که بتوانند اینها را درست اداره کنند ندارند.
Objectives of an Islamic State, Implementation of the Sharia. Dear brothers and sisters, the application of Islamic laws and rulings is a fundamental aspect of the religious state. A government that neglects the Sharia cannot be considered a legitimate Islamic authority. The Holy Quran obliges the believers to implement, protect, and respect Islamic laws in all spheres of their lives. For the government and citizens of the Islamic State to fulfill this duty, it becomes essential for the state's laws to be consistent with the Sharia and its ruling system to be founded upon the principles of Islamic jurisprudence, meaning fiqh. Some modern Muslim intellectuals have criticized this conception, insisting that Sharia must be separated from governance and public affairs. This ultimately secular approach belittles the importance of the Sharia and its practical necessity in an Islamic state.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I welcome our dear listeners to this episode of today's special. I'm your host Muzammil Zaidi and today's program is regarding Islamic revolution. Nobody could have thought, nobody could have imagined in their wildest dream that a revolution was on its way that was led by none other than Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini was exiled from Iran. He was exiled to different countries. He was not allowed to stay within his own country. Why? Because he was just being vocal against Shah's regime. Shah, again, one of the strongest allies of United States. United States, who? The country that does not get tired, of raising their voice for freedom of justice and freedom of speech and freedom of, you know, being vocal or being critical against the establishment. But over here, they were the ones who kept supporting Shah to suppress the voice of Ayatollah Khomeini. They were the ones who helped Shah put Imam Khomeini in exile. However, the movement did not stop. The movement kept growing. From his letters, from the audio messages that he would release, and slowly and steadily, by 1979, people, it was enough pressure on Shah that he could not resist what people's desire was. People told and showed the whole world that they wanted Islamic Republic of Iran. They wanted Islamic government in the most famous referendum that took place in 1979.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special.
Manfaat Shah, Manfaat Shah, Manfaat Shah.
Facts about the Islamic Revolution and how it changed the course of world history. Britain and the United States wanted Iran's oil. Dear listeners, the Anglo-Persian Oil Company was one of the biggest drivers of Western influence in Iran during the 20th century. APOC enabled Iranian oil to fuel the British Royal Navy, an interest that the British were keen to protect during World War I and II. Oil agreements between the British and Iran's shahs led to the exploitation of the land and people, a form of colonialism which the Iranian people deplored. APOC was added to the list of grievances that the Iranian people had against the monarchy. They were starving and falling into increased poverty while the Shah and his Western allies were becoming increasingly wealthy. However, the need for oil by Western countries was not going anywhere. In the industrial and economic booms following World War II, the United States and Britain were becoming more and more dependent on Iran's oil reserves. To protect their interests there, they needed to keep up friendly relations with the Shah, even if the Shah's people were increasingly turning against him.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents
today's special.
Islamic Revolution quotes. Amir Tahiri, a former newspaper editor in Tehran, writes, "No one knows which Muslim state might fall to the fundamentalists next or when. What is certain, however, is that fundamentalist activities have been able to mobilize substantial forces in some of the key Muslim states, notably Turkey, Pakistan, and Egypt. Islam also is the dominant political force in Afghanistan and has exacted numerous concessions from governments in Indonesia, Malaysia, Somalia, Nigeria, Senegal, Tunisia, Morocco, and Jordan."
In my universities, I used to debate my professors. They said, "Oh, this is a megalomaniac who wants leadership and power." I said, "Correction, if such a man wants leadership and power, then I have data to prove to that you're wrong." They said, "How?" I said, "We harp every single day about divesting our funds from South Africa because the average Afrikaner in South Africa is considered as a piece of object. And we haven't divested $1 from the United States against this imperialism and racism in South Africa. Yet here's a man who gets 60% of South Africa's oil was coming from Iran during the Shah's period of time. That's a lot of money. And when you are under war, and you want to protect your interests, nothing is more important than money. And yet, on the 15th, or the 6th, in the middle of the New York Times page, a small little article, you know how New York Times says, all the news that's fit to print, they had to print it, but not on the first page. It's too good a news. They said, "Khomeini stops the flow of oil to South Africa." So I whip it out, I said, "Here, tell me who's the megalomaniac. This is a man where the percentage of Muslims in South Africa is less than 10%. Why would he care about the Christian population who are blacks? When he's under war and he's under subjection, why would he care about losing revenue in the billions of dollars when we haven't divested 10 cents? So don't tell me who's the megalomaniac. This is a man of peace. This is a man of justice. It's a man who wants unity and peace and justice for all of humanity. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad."
So close, I wandered lost in the dark. I
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the end of this edition of today's special. Thank you very much for staying with us till this time. We hope that you've made the most use out of listening to today's program. Don't forget to send us your comments and questions to our website, parsetoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayers. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.